we are aligned for your success.
Them about your story right now. We don't have all day,
okay,
but tell them about your
story. You know I'm a talker.
I know. Tell them about your story, especially what's been changing recently. Now we can talk numbers, but we can also talk about our headspace and our heart space, right? So it's your show.
All right, so I'm really not entirely sure why we're here, but I'm going to just tell you a little bit about us, right? So I'm Amy Rutter. We are in Deckard, Tennessee, which is a tiny speck on the map between Nashville, Chattanooga, and Huntsville, Alabama, right in the middle, right? So I was in practice for quite a while, about, I guess, 9 years, no more than that. We're in year 14 now, so 10, 11 years before I was introduced to AMC. We were successful. We were growing consistently, but I just, you know, maybe not as much as we thought we should, but never has there been a time when we were like, oh gosh, what are we gonna do? I don't know, we're gonna die. I'm gonna have to close the office. Never was that a problem. And I'm grateful for that, very blessed with that, but we just felt like we should do more. We could do more. It's 49,000 people in our community, in our county. We knew we weren't serving a speck of those people, and even the other chiropractors in our town weren't either. And so, at the time, I had an associate, Dr. Tyler Edge. You've heard about him today. And his friends were involved in AMC, and he says, hey, let's check this out. I'm like, oh, it's a practice management group. Uh-uh. I am not about that life. Practice management is for the birds. They just want to take my money, right? Have always felt that way, right? I know. I see it. Always felt that way. So I thought, But then I thought, oh, what's going to hurt? Let's go talk to them. Let's see what they have to say, right? And I was impressed with the fact that it's not about taking my money. It's about helping me have more of it, right? And also helping me serve my community better. And so we got in with AMC, and it's been great ever since. We've had, you know, last year we had just a phenomenal year. We grew over almost 200,000 over what we made the year before last year, really close to it. We got within that far. Dr. Terry was very disappointed, but we almost made it there. And so it's been wonderful, but the thing that has changed for us is that I always had this very small idea about what my role in the community was. I'm here to take care of the people who seek me out, right, for whatever they come to me for. Now I'm looking at, holy cow, how much impact can we have on our community if every person in it, and I say this in our patient orientation class, we call it wellness orientation, but in our class I say, imagine how much better our community would be if every person in it had a nervous system that was functioning optimally, whose brain was adapting to stress appropriately. How much better would our whole community be? Not just that person, but the whole world, really. And that has made a huge difference in how I think and where we're going. So we're getting ready to have, we'll have a preceptor who will come in January, and we've already offered her an associate position as soon as she graduates. So we're expanding, we're growing, we're getting ready to add on to our building so that we can accommodate that. And it's just a much bigger vision. And our time with AMC has helped us see that that's a possibility, not just something that other doctors can do in bigger communities, because obviously if I'm in Nashville, Chattanooga, Huntsville, I have a bigger market, I can do bigger things. But I can do that in my little tiny speck on the map. And that is what our year has really been about. It's been phenomenal, and we got a lot of things to do, and we got to hone in on some stuff, but we're going there.
All right, so. Let's give that baby a round of applause.
Yeah. Hi. I just wanted to add that the best year ever, which has been every year that you've been in practice, I joined Dr. Amy when Dr. Edge left. We had a couple months transition. Our best year ever was that year of transition. So for the doctors that are really anxious about adding associates or having to make changes, sometimes your better things keep coming after that. So don't be afraid of that. I came to Dr. Amy with a lot of experience. I was a Parker grad, practicing in Tennessee in Chattanooga. So, you know, I knew of Dr. Oz. I just didn't quite know who he was. We're a few miles away. My staff had been trained in AMC, sort of, kind of. So some of the processes were very familiar to me when I joined in. But it's been nothing but wonderful. And, this year we should break some more records.
I just add one more thing. Change is scary. It is scary. And it makes you go, oh, nah, I'm not going to survive this. But it's always for the best. Never doubt that it's always for the best. Even if you aren't welcoming it and you don't think it's going to make a difference for you, change is always for your betterment. Don't ever forget it, even when it's hard.
Round of applause for these two ladies. Congratulations. We're proud of you. Really wonderful. Tell them who you are, where you're located, and then take it over.
So, Hendersonville, North Carolina. Anybody familiar with that? Yeah. Okay, about 3 hours from here. They call it God's country. I agree. And so this month, I celebrate 24 years at being at AMC. Guys, it takes a village. So, I go to Fab. This is awesome, wonderful, aligned. Yeah, we're aligned. And guess what happens when I come back from Fab? I lose half my staff. And we're going, great. We're aligned all right. But you know what? Do you remember in any of Dr. Owen's speeches, comfort does not spell growth? And so we had a morning meeting with our staff, half of it. And we said, the good half, exactly. Now, by the way, one of my staff has been with me 27 years. Okay. And I gave him the growth and comfort speech. I said, guys, every time that we've been uncomfortable, it's because we were about to grow. Guess what? We are uncomfortable. That was at the end of July. And after 23 years of the current practice that we have had, with half the staff, the best month in 23 years. How crazy is that? All right. So where did that come from? Where did that come from? Because I need you to understand. One, I'm shy. Two, I'm an old dog Frenchman in North Carolina, no less, in a good old boy state, who doesn't know where yonder is. Right? I looked it up in the map one day. But, before I started with AMC, I'm an upper cervical guy too, so I'm kind of stuck up. So, upper cervical people are supposed to know it all. And if we know it all, we cannot ask questions because we know it all. And one day in 1998, a little voice came to me and said, "You're not smart enough." Now, somebody who hears that is going to go, psh, burst their bubble, wouldn't it? To me, it was so liberating. Because the fact that I'm not smart enough allows me to ask questions, allows me to surround myself with people who know more than I do. It takes a village. So I don't know how many can say this, and I hope many do or will. I don't have one coach. I have two coaches. I have a doctor's coach for myself and my associate, the same doctor, so we stay on the same page. And I have to give a monster shout out to Dr. Brew, who's back there. Dr. Brew, you're the man. Dr. Brew goes to me, "Oh, you are a seasoned doctor for, you already know this, but," and I'm going, "I guess I need to know that." Right? And then I have my very first coach as my CA coach, and that's Christy. And Christy, I love you. Okay? All right? And so, August is supposed to be vacation month. It's supposed to be back to school month. It's supposed to be kind of a slow month in the summer. The best month in 23 years. So what I'm saying is, to some of you, my numbers may be, oh my goodness. To some of you, my numbers may be like, been there, done that. It doesn't matter. The fact that we're doing this and we're serving more people and we're having fun in the process. And because we were in trouble, time to grow, we started saying, let's pay attention to the corners that we had not paid attention to before. Let's start paying attention to the details. And any detail, I started picking up the trash myself again at my own office. And you know what? It felt good. Back to basics, guys. So if AMC can teach an old, skeptical Frenchman in North Carolina, it can help anyone in here. It takes a village. You guys are my village, so thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
I am Gwen Parrish. I'm Dr. Ryan Parrish's wife. We are originally from Florida, but we have relocated to Oxford, Alabama. We've been there for almost 4 years, and we've been in practice 3 years as of March. Right?
Yeah.
So the story is that while Dr. Parrish was, can I call him my husband? Is that okay?
You can actually call him Ryan if you wanted
okay.
to.
Okay. I am in the office, so half the time he's Dr. Parrish and half the time he's Ryan.
Oh, wait. When he does something good, he's Dr. Parrish. When he does
yeah.
I got you. Right.
So while Ryan was in school, I should say we got married, and 5 days later we moved to Georgia so he could go to school. And I entered my first career and found myself in the world of sales so that he could go to school. Mm-hmm. And I did very well at my career. And it was, you know, he was at school from 4:30 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. And so I traveled a lot. He didn't work, and that was okay while we were in school and didn't have kids. But then we started having kids, and we moved back, and he went into practice in a joint practice. And after a couple of years and me traveling 3 to 5 nights a week, and we had 2 kiddos, so he was at the office, and then he would come home and be solo dad, life was pretty tough. Relationships were strained, parenting was hard, I hated my job by that point, I was making fabulous money, I mean 6 figures, I was traveling all over, staying in the best hotels, driving great cars, and we were miserable. Yeah. And honestly, I looked at what he was bringing home and I was a little bitter at chiropractic. We had busted our butts, to be honest, to be making less than I made as a server at Olive Garden. And so just some unhappiness in both of us. And to be honest, watching my husband just deflate. I'm going to cry. Just deflate as a man. Sorry. So we just started praying. Lord, we want our life to be a blank check. Whatever you want, we're saying yes and we're signing on the dotted line. And we have some great friends, David and Maria Landers. So Maria was actually Ryan's admittance advisor, enrollment advisor at Life, and that's how we met them. And she and I have similar backgrounds, and we've just always, I don't know, kind of like instant friends. I'm not one of those friends that's, hi, how are you? But suddenly, every time you're together, you're telling each other all your life story. And so over the years, we just stayed in touch. We actually ended up living in their house. They moved to come go back to Alabama and go into practice as when Dr. Landers graduated. And we were being booted out of our apartment. Actually, we chose to leave, but that's another story. Anyway, so she was like, hey, y'all want to stay in our house for the next year or so? That was great. All that to say, when we were praying, we actually came to Alabama. We met them to sit down and talk about, like, what is this thing AMC y'all are talking about? We had been looking at a different practice management group, y'all. I mean, you know, the Edison lights hanging from the ceiling. Everybody has a really cool beard. Everybody's young and hip. And, I mean, I'm at the time, I love flashy things. So I'm like, we should go there. And David and...
I know.
I'm sorry. It's not.
I got one out of three.
I mean, listen, I was young and hip at the time, too. And so anyway, David and Maria were like, listen, we've checked them all out. Like, we've prayed, and this is the real deal. And so we honestly jumped out on faith and our trust in them that we knew who they were and we knew their character. And so we signed on. We moved to Alabama. We bought our building. We started the renovation process. And in the year that it took, I watched my husband completely transform. It took a year to open our doors, but just through doing the Right Start program, through watching him, if any of you know my husband, you may think he's introverted, but this is the extroverted version of my husband. He would not talk to people, and he literally went door to door at businesses, and he worked the system. He may have reluctantly told him to do what doctor or did he may have reluctantly did what Dr. Lay told him to do, but he did do it. And when he didn't do it, I would get on the phone with Dr. Lay. And so I just watched him transform as a husband, as a father, as a man, as I watched his faith grow, I watched our marriage transform. And then we opened our doors and we had patients on the books and on day one. And we set goals with Dr. Lay, and month after month we would reach those goals. And fast forward, we've been open 3 years, just a couple weeks ago, and we went from, what was our first month, like $10,000 in collections, which, by the way, we did not think was possible to make $10,000 in a month, to $500,000 last year. And we just had our best month. Every month seems to be our best month over previous month, and it's because of AMC. I was able to quit my job over a year ago, so I now am I'm a full-time unpaid employee of the office. I'm not always sitting behind the desk, but I'm behind the desk. I'm jumping in when the girls need me. I'm doing background stuff, and it's only because of ANC. So I encourage spouses who aren't sure or doctors who aren't sure, like, it is life-changing, and anybody can do it. You just have to be willing to be teachable. But it doesn't just affect your business. You think, you know, I want to make more than $20,000 a year. But at the end of the day, it's about your relationships, and it's about your marriage, and it's about your parenting, and it's about your faith. I've watched this completely transform my husband and our life. So I'm really thankful to AMC and all of the Blue Coats and all of the doctors and coaches that pour into him, that pour into me, that pour into our staff. We wouldn't be here without AMC.
Awesome. Wow. I'm glad they suggested you come on. That was a great story. Thank you.
You don't want to say anything, do you?
I mean, I can add some numbers to the story if you want.
It's up to you.
That's fine.
Note this, he chose to do that willingly.
I mean, I did tell you that I would do it. So I don't like to do it, but I will do it. But this, honestly, me holding this mic right here is everything that she was just talking about. 4 years ago, wouldn't have even done that. You couldn't have even dragged me up here. I would have been kicking and screaming. But now I don't mind getting up here and talking, especially talking about this. Just to add some numbers to what she was just talking about, back in Florida in the practice that I was in, a good month for me was $3,000. A good week was being able to come home and tell my wife that I adjusted 30 people. This past month, we collected over close to $52,000. I had two weeks straight, sandwiched in between a week off in March, where I saw between $250 and $260. AMC makes a difference. It's amazing.
Like what you're hearing? There are many more to come that I'm sure you're going to relate with. However, if at any time you are ready to have a genuine conversation about your specific path to success, you can reach us at 877-630-3499 or visit amcfamily.com to book a consultation. We promise to shoot straight with you on whether we feel we can help you reach your goals and objectives. Now let's see if you can relate with what your other fellow colleagues still have to share.
So I'm Dr. Rod Dollinger. I'm out of Monroe, Washington, which is northeast of Seattle, about 40 miles. Been in practice for over 36 years, I think it is, 37 years. And because of AMC, I'm still here in practice. Because before AMC, I was about ready to quit after about 25 years, I think it was. And it wasn't just because I was retiring, it's because I was failing in a sense. And I wouldn't say fully failing in comparison, because we were, I think our average when we came into AMC was about over 16,000 a month is what we were doing. But when you have, the reason why Dr. McMurtry called me Hot Rod is because I have 11 children. When you have 11 children to feed, it is very tough to make a living off of 16,000 in collection and trying to keep an office open. And so I have great gratitude for what AMC has done for us, for my family, and our lives have been changed dramatically because of it. And I love it when I hear stories every time that people's lives have been changed because of AMC. And actually, when I came to my first boot camp, the reason why I joined was because of a couple that stood up here and were emotional because the same thing had happened to them. Their lives had been changed because of AMC. And it was a growing period. We went through, I'm always one that I go by the philosophy of ready, fire, aim. And so I throw it at it and we clean it up afterwards. And so that's what I did. I came out of AM, my first boot camp. On the plane, I was listening to the consultation exam report stuff. It was on a CD. I bought a CD player on the way out at the airport because that's what I was going to do. And we went back, we implemented things, and we grew to probably about 40,000 pretty quickly in collections in a month period. And I kind of stagnated there for a while. And then Dr. McMurtry became my coach, and we got talking about fear and why I wasn't breaking through. And part of my other story is that I also, the reason why we were going down in practice and probably quitting is because I had an IRS audit. I had been audited also by an insurance company. So go cash. Okay. and that all basically, in fact, the IRS took everything I had. All my money was gone in one day. And they continued to take it for the next 6 months of my life. Now you try to live off of that. So faith, but fear was there. And McMurtry talked to me about working through the fear, and we've done that. And we have been typically averaging over 50,000 a month in most cases, but we've had a couple 60s, and this month here in February, we're going over 70. So. And I know sometimes you say the numbers are not there, but you know what? When the numbers are there and money is there, it does make life a whole hell of a lot easier.
Good job, buddy. I appreciate you very much. Oh, I love it. I love it. What a lot of you do. Uh-oh.
One other thing.
One other thing. This just in, everybody.
Doctors, the staff is what does it for you. And I want to acknowledge that. Truly do.
Oh, yeah.
And for those of you who are doing it on your own, get yourself a staff member and get it going, because it'll happen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm Dr. Candy. We practice in Gulfport, Mississippi, on the Gulf Coast. And when we started AMC 2.5 years ago, now I can't believe it's been that long, we felt stuck, is the way we just kind of describe it. We were together full-time, seeing about 100 patients a week. That was our biggest week ever. And we were really proud of it because we had built it from nothing. We had bought from a retiring doctor, and he had a very illegal practice that we didn't know about. Until we got in there and got our hands on it, because we didn't learn in school what to look for. So we were about 5 years into practice, and we just really weren't growing. We didn't know how to talk to patients about the type of care they needed and how often they needed to be seen. We had a really good referral rate. We had a very referral-based practice, and we had the numbers coming in. But I think my mine was the lowest. My retention, and I always swore it was because of seeing babies mostly, was 12 visits. 12 to 14 visits my patients stayed because I got them better, and they went on. Now it's about 38 to 40 visits, just nice. Going through AMC, learning how to talk to a patient that way. And as Dr. McMurtry likes to remind me, I was the problem in my practice. I am very much a manager, mama hen, that's my baby, and I was holding my staff back. I had a great staff. I have a great husband who is definitely the workhorse and wants to be told what to do, which works well for us. But but I couldn't be everybody's mama.
He learned early, didn't he, guys? All right.
That's why we work so good. And so our concept started changing. First, of course, the procedures, what to do, how to say it, how to still love on people and still accomplish a big goal. But I would say this last 6 months has been very different for us. In January boot camp, I shared with Core 2 that I think we need to work on our marriage. We had made it so easy to put it on the back burner, but it's really the core of everything, and God blessed us with that. So we worked on our marriage the last few months, and we had our best quarter ever. So I say it's a lot of that.
Funny how that works,
yeah. Yeah, two months in a row of best month ever and then best quarter ever, and that was my focus. I don't know if it was his focus, but I know he's reaping some benefit. I'll say it that way. But yeah, and now, you know, focusing on that and where the core of our office starts is where we are right now. So I think that's going to be our big 2021. 2020 was our biggest year ever. We were blown away. We grew about 192,000 in collections during the pandemic year. It did not slow us down.
And hurricanes.
And I was part-time. I went fully part-time so I could homeschool my children. I'm one of those people who think I can do everything, so why not try it? And so I always knew I'd be a homeschool mom, but I didn't know how to not be full-time in my office. So I see way more patients being part-time because that's my cap out right now. And then my son is finishing kindergarten at the age of 4 next month. So, and he's reading and doing all those fun things that I got to teach him. And that was really dear to me. And AMC taught me how to do that and war plan and master plan my schedule to accommodate serving my church, serving my community, you know, teaching my children and having a 4 and a 2-year-old and a crazy life, but still keeping my thumb on the practice because that's dear to me too. And it's not as dear to him. He just shows up for work and he just does it. But that's not me. I wanted to be in the stats and knowing and managing, and I'm able to do that.
You guys are a good team.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Give her a big round of applause. Thank you, Dr. Candy. Appreciate you. That's awesome. Awesome. Tell them where you guys practice and what's been happening, Dr. Rick.
Well, we practice in Leeds, Alabama, about 2 hours from here. We joined AMC in 2010. We graduated together, and we were right starters, and you know, we knew right from the very beginning, I'm like, why am I going to try to figure this out on my own? Because in school, they gave us so many of these ideas of just fill up your gas tank and put a box on the wall. And that's great. But, you know, we had known some other people that had some great success with AMC. So we joined and opened our practice. And you know, had a measurable amount of success from the beginning, thanks to AMC. But I think our journey, the biggest thing for us is what we've gone through over the years and how things have grown. And we got that comfortable, bills were getting paid, we were able to buy something. And that, when I say comfortable, I mean lazy. me, not her. And, you know, as time has gone on, we were coming to boot camp every now and then, not coming in nearly as many as we should have. But when we would come, we'd hear these names like Blandingham, the Brocklas, and Dr. Licari, and the Landers, and the Rushes. And we're like, you know, we're in the same room and we're learning the same thing. What are we doing? And, you know, we're meant for more, and we need to be doing more, and we need to be helping more. And we started really digging into AMC and coming to more boot camps, listening to our coach, instead of, you know, just not listening to our coach, I guess. And, you know, as time goes on, you know, 2018 was our best year ever, and then 2019 was our best year ever, you know, and now here we are in 2020, and we're sitting at almost $100,000 over where we were this time last year, $100,000 in growth. And even with this pandemic that's going on, and there's a chiropractor not too far from me that I've been trying to get to come to AMC, and he, you know, how's things going? This was the end of March. He said, you know, I'm down to seeing 12 patients a day from 50. And I'm like, how did we just collect $60,000 in a month? And then he dropped down to, you know, this, and he's barely paying his bills, and he'd been in practice for 20 years. And it's not what's going on out there, it's what's going on in your own practice to really help you. And that's what AMC does. It helps you get a control over your practice and to build a strong practice. So, you know, we wake up in the morning and we're happy to go to work. We're excited, and I'm not worried anymore about just a lot of things. It's just, we get to be a family. I get to work with my wife every day. Not a lot of people could do that. And, you know, I feel like we do it well. It's a blessing. My smoking hot wife, as Dr. Rush says, right there. And I get postcards from him, so I must be special. But that's a big deal. But it just, we're so blessed. And, you know, just to coming through this, you know, the whole COVID thing, it just shows the strength of AMC and the strength of our procedures and our team. Right there, Olivia, she hates recognition. She doesn't, but I'm gonna give you a shout out anyway. It just, you know, things are going really, really well, and we're just so thankful, and we have so many people to be thankful for. You know, our coach and just all these blue coats, Dr. Oz, we're just blessed. And to be back here with this family, can I get a selfie with everybody? Because, man, I love y'all, and I'm so happy to be back here. Everybody raise your hands up in the air. Come on, Dr. Oz, you can get in here with me.
Oh, I can get in here,
you can too.
Everybody.
Dr. Jill, where are you at? There you are. All right. Awesome. I want my wife to say something because she's smarter than I am.
I don't know about that. I guess the only thing I would add to that is, you know, the online material that AMC gives us is absolute gold. If you have not dug into that, I highly encourage you to do that. The past 8 months we've done that, and it's not only changed our practice, but changed us personally, changed our family. So we appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you guys. Give them a big round of applause. Great job.
Hi, I'm Dr. Logan Rush. My wife and I, we practice in Clever, Missouri. We opened there in June of 2016, came from a family of chiropractors, but that was kind of a blessing, but it was kind of a curse because I had a kind of a hodgepodge of things that we tried to implement when we first opened, and we were doing okay. We were seeing a lot of new patients, but we didn't really know how to process that. We didn't have a system. We found AMC, and that's been a huge blessing for us. You know, some of the things that I've learned through AMC has, you know, obviously from a procedure standpoint, it's great. It's helped us out a lot, but just a lot of things that have helped me out just in my relationships, my marriage. There's so many blessings that have came from as a result of that. And Dr. Brubaker has been awesome. Don't know who in here gets coached by Dr. Brubaker, but I just thank that guy dearly for everything that he's done for us. He's been a huge blessing and a huge help to us. So We're just excited. I mean, the first time I talked to Dr. Miller on the phone, he asked me kind of what my goals were in practice, and I shot him a number, and he laughed at me on the phone, and that kind of stuck out, and he wasn't doing it in a rude way, but you know, that kind of resonated with me, and honestly, today where we're at, we're doing what I was hoping to be doing towards the end of my career, and so. What a blessing that has been for us, and I feel like we're finally starting to make an impact on our community. We've got a lot more work that we can do in that area, but we're starting to do that. We've brought on some awesome CAs. Two of them didn't get to be here today, but I got two of them here, and so it's just been overwhelming, the support, and we just appreciate it.
That's awesome. If you don't mind, tell them numbers-wise where you started and where you're at now, just so they can get an idea of.
For sure. So when we first started, I don't remember what we did our first month in collections in June, because quite honestly, we weren't even tracking stats at that time. My wife says 2,000, so we'll go with that. Yeah, approximately with that. And when I talked to Dr. Miller, he asked me what my goal was, and I said 7,000. In collections. I thought if we did that, we would be okay. And we've had a couple months now where we broke 40, and we're seeing between 800 and 900 visits a month now. And we got a PAD coming up here in a few weeks, and I think we've got 25 plus new patients already scheduled for that. And big thing that I'm working with now is just working on retention and maintenance and building that wellness. We've like I said, we've always been very fortunate. We're in a good market. We consistently get good referrals, but we're studying Dr. Oz and trying to work on our PVA. So
wonderful. All right, that is awesome. Give him a big round of applause. I appreciate you, brother. You bet.
I'm Dr. Eddie Johns. My wife Tamara Johns. We joined AMC back in October. We were in a practice where we were associating a very stressful situation. Everything was up and down. You know, we didn't know we were going to be the next month and where our bills were at. And, so we ended up seeing Dr. Wade Virch getting awards on Facebook with AMC, so I contacted him. We talked, and I ended up having a phone call with Dr. Miller, who is now my coach, which pretty cool, came full circle around. So it was a little bit of a roller coaster to begin with. We had this plan. We were going to start looking for locations when I'm still working for the doctor. That doctor ended up finding out, so that was a hiccup there. And then right after I left that practice, our plan was to open in June, and in February, as we know, COVID happened, so that kept getting pushed back, you know, build out.
No job.
Yep, no job. Just covering practices, trying to make ends meet until we got open. We ended up getting open on August 31st, and we still didn't have our SBA loan yet, so we opened, and we were like, all right, we got to get this going. And with the AMC system, it was just amazing, the start we made. We had, I believe, 38 new patients the first 2 weeks we were open. We did surveys with businesses, some residential. We just made as many connections as we could. And we're still getting referrals from people I talked to back in May and June.
Right now.
Yeah, we just...
And that'll be happening for years to come, believe it or not.
And we just, I actually just got a text message from a connection from 6 months ago. It said, hey, I have a patient I want to send you. So
you
that literally just happened. And we have just grown exponentially. And we couldn't do it without, you know, my wife and Yolanda, Monica, the whole team. Everyone just is on the same page, getting awesome results in our practice. We, our coaches, Dr. Rush and Ms. Landers and Dr. Miller, John McGuire, he's been great with helping me on the financial side as well. So everything that just came together, great.
And God.
Yeah, and God. Yes.
Grace
yes. So obviously
now I know why she's up here. You got anything else you want to add to that?
No. Yeah.
That's all she needed to add, wasn't it, Dr. JP? Yep. She might be able to do your devotion this evening. No. And I mentioned to him, you know, first 21 days of December, I'm a little bit jealous because, you know, I tell everybody that when I went into my own practice, it was 7 years before I took a vacation. Mm-hmm. And you were 4 months in, and the reason you only had 21 days of collections in December is because
we took the rest of the month off.
Took the rest of the month off and did vacation. But I tell you what, if you collect 70K the first 21 days, you can probably do that, right? So very good. Great job, you guys. Give them a big round of applause. Thank you. I appreciate you guys coming up.
Dr. Andrew Pitcher. This is my wife, Dr. Crystal Gray. We practice in Bloomington, Indiana. We joined AMC June of 2017. I was still an associate at that time for a doctor who's been in practice for about 30, 35 years. He never updated any of his equipment since 1984, 83.
I remember that office evaluation. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah. It was scary.
Yeah, it was really scary.
But let's see.
I was an associate.
You were an associate as well. Then he just kind of handed over the reins to us. He's like, I'm done. So we took over. It's just been just a journey for us. AMC has had our back the whole entire time.
You're good.
There you go. He finally got smart, didn't he? All right.
Yeah, so we were both associates. My husband was an associate for him for about 5 years, and then I was an associate for Dr. Fox for about, I would say, a year and a half. We had an interesting transition, as our coach knows, Dr. Hodnett. It was
pulling teeth.
Yes, it was pulling teeth, and I could only imagine, you know, giving up your practice after being in practice for 30 years. That's your baby. So on top of that, there are some health issues as well. But the old doctor was not really involved with the transition, so it fell onto us a lot of the time, and that made it very difficult. But we pulled through, and everything was good. And then I would say we really started using the protocols when we took over. There was kind of a blockade with the old doctor. And so when we took over, we were able to really take those reins and implement AMC into our practice. And then as well, we've had some trials as well as last year. We went through a lot of staff changes, about 10 staff members, front desk staff members. We didn't hold anyone for longer than 2 months. I was running the front desk for about 2 weeks. And my husband was the primary doctor, so lots of ups and downs in practice, but AMC has really made a big difference, and we were able to still grow as you guys each year.
We've pretty much doubled.
Yeah, our first year, I don't remember what we pulled in, but this year we pulled in a little bit more, and yeah.
We're just continue growing.
Yeah.
And we've learned how to work smarter and not harder. Really just keep the focus, not just on the practice, but with ourselves.
Yeah, as well. And there's been a lot of personal changes for us. I think that's been the biggest aspect, especially for me. I've kind of been the jack of all trades, and I've learned a lot about how to run a business, because as you guys know, other chiropractors, they don't teach you that stuff in school. So you kind of got to learn on your own, but AMC is really just really helped guide us, and it's made a big difference. And it's, you know, being in practice for the first 2 years and not being in the red, it's a really good thing. So we will take it, and then we're now searching for our first home. So
yeah. Awesome. Very good. Your coach mentioned and just something honorable mention that you recently looked at your bank account to see what was in there. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind sharing, what did you find in your bank account?
It was for the first time in our life, we had six figures.
So. Awesome. That's awesome. Appreciate you guys. Great job. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We thank you for joining us on this journey. You owe it to yourself to find out if you too can take your career to another level by working smarter, not necessarily harder, in utilizing the AMC system, support, and services. Let's talk about what that journey could look like. Simply contact us at 877-630-3499 or amcfamily.com, where you can book a consultation. We are here for one purpose, which is to serve and transform the lives of chiropractors. We hope we can help you. Thanks for listening.